Next case, please.
Case number 10674, Cape Henlopen School District, east of Route 24. A special use exception to place a manufactured home-type structure as a classroom.
Name and address, please.
Tyrone Woodyard, 3 Gainsborough Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Can you spell your last name?
W-O-D-Y-A-R-D.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here on behalf of Cape Henlopen School District Plant Operations Specialist. We're requesting a variance to add a 24-by-54 modular classroom at Beacon Middle School to house special ed ILC unit at Beacon Middle School.
Is it 24 by what?
24 by 54.
Yeah, 24 by 60.
We reduced the size of it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
How long do you need this?
It all depends on how long it is before we get state approval with the state's finances and put an addition onto the facility. I to be honest with you, I don't think it'll be within the next year or two given the state of Delaware's financial situation. There will be a future request for that.
Right.
You've already outgrown that school?
Yes, we have approximately, the school was built for approximately 500, and I believe right now it's somewhere around 5 1/4, 540, something like that. And this is for housing, like I said, special education ILC unit.
Whereabouts on the grounds will the building be located?
At the end of pod 3, which is, I don't have a drawing with me, I apologize for that. It's near to the cafeteria side of the building, which is there's a garage off from the side of it.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to figure out, is it visible from the road or will it be?
It will be from Mulberry Knoll Road, okay. Not from the front highway. The way the school was built, it's built so we could add additions on to the end of the pods. I don't know if you're familiar where the pods are in the back of it. That was the intent from the beginning.
Your application by law is limited to 5 years. Do you have any confidence that it would financially?
I could tell you personally, I would rather have a permanent structure. Hopefully by then the state will be able to fund an addition onto it.
Within the 5 years, you're requesting the 5 years?
Yes. I believe that's a standard anyway, 5 years.
Yes, sir. Okay.
5 year max.
Yeah, 5 years max. So, okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we didn't hear testimony that would substantially affect adversity. The applicant doesn't seem to think it will, and its request is in character with the use of the existing structure. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10674 for a period of 5 years.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10674 for a period of 5 years? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir. 5 years.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.